Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to step out of the fog of confusion and into a deeper connection with spirit? Karen Hager's ready to light up your day with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keeps the atmosphere positive and generous. Now here's the host of Out of the Fog, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. And I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy, and that means no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you are here for a reason. And I hope that something you hear in the next hour lets in some fresh air and helps you move forward. Now, what if you had a sacred identity? What if your physical body held the key to a deeper connection with the divine, a deeper understanding of your power and your purpose, but you had a sort of amnesia? You'd lost touch with that sacred connection. My guest on today's show is Dr. Christine Page, and she believes women hold tremendous healing power and the capacity for sacred renewal. She's graciously agreed to answer any questions that you may have for her, and the number to reach us here is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. Dr. Page's new book is The Healing Power of the Sacred Woman, and I will introduce you to her in just a moment. But first, I am so glad to be back with you all live. I had a terrific time traveling across the U.S. with my family, and it was especially wonderful to connect with some of you all in San Francisco for a gallery reading and a little intuitive frolic. I will be back in the Bay Area in October. If you would like to keep up with all my goings-on, head over to fogcitypsychic.com and drop your name and your email address in the sign-up box. That way you'll get my twice-monthly audio musings via email, and there are always discounts going on and special stuff happening for subscribers. And while you're there at fogcitypsychic.com, you'll notice that this Saturday, July 27th, is the monthly online gallery reading. And that means if you've got a question about relationship or soul path or darn near anything else, would you join us on Saturday? That is a high vibration, tons of fun way to connect with a group of like-minded people. Everybody on that call gets a reading from me. There are details at fogcitypsychic.com, and you can just click the link there for the online gallery reading. And you know what? I'm feeling all gleeful and giddy because I'm so happy to be back. Would you like to win a free seat in that online gallery reading? All right. So get your psychic powers ready. You do have them. So just tune into your intuition. The day after we came back from our trip, there was a big storm and the power went out. It was a long power outage, and it really brought home to me how dependent we are on our devices, phone, computer, internet, and so on. So the psychic question for you all is, how long was the power outage? How long was it? Give me your best guess in hours, because it was long, and email that answer to Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at fogcitypsychic.com. I will pick a winner from all the entries I receive, and I'll email you on Thursday to let you know if you're the lucky winner of that free seat. Karen at fogcitypsychic.com. Good luck. And now, Dr. Christine Page has more than 30 years' experience in the caring professions as a doctor, homeopath, and as one who sees. She now focuses her attention on women's healing wisdom and education, sharing her intuitive insights and knowledge through workshops, inspirational keynotes, and individual sessions. She's the author of 7 books, including Frontiers of Health and her most recent, The Healing Power of the Sacred Woman, Health, Creativity, and Fertility for the Soul. She sees herself as a bridge builder between modalities of healthcare and levels of consciousness. You can find out more about Dr. Page and her work at ChristinePage.com. Christine, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Oh, fantastic to be with you, Karen. And I am out of fog here.
That's wonderful. Now, you are actually in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Oh, yes, we're up in Marin, so we don't get the fog as bad as San Francisco does, but it has been foggy over the last few days, so it's a clear day today.
Oh, my goodness. I love a clear day, as you can imagine that I would. Your book is remarkable. I'm really enjoying looking through it. The book is The Healing Power of the Sacred Woman. And I'm very struck by the way that you share, quite honestly, very vulnerable, about your personal experience with being diagnosed with cancer and how that helped shift your perceptions about healing.
Exactly. I had, you know, looked at this whole idea of the message of disease and how for 20 years, I've been teaching that illness is a messenger, that it comes at a time when we're perhaps needing to change the path that we're on. And I hadn't been without illness in my life, and certainly I've been surrounded by it with my family. But, you know, I was writing this book, and the reason I started writing it was that I was watching somebody talk about a wonderful person who got breast cancer, and they said, "Fancy her getting cancer. She's such a nice person." And I wanted to scream at the television, "That's the problem. She's too darn nice." And that's what I've understood for a long time. And we know this, that 85% of people with cancer are nice people. And a lot of my family have died because they're too darn nice. So I've been trying to be a better bitch, but I'm obviously not working hard enough at it. So when I wrote the book, and I specifically wanted to write about breast cancer because I feel that we're really missing the point here. And to me, that's, as a doctor, we're not focusing on the direction we should be. We're so scared in cancer of looking at the psychology or the psycho-spiritual aspect of disease that we go around all the houses of maybe it's the water, maybe it's pesticides, etc. And I wanted to write and say, look, you have to look at the person, especially their ability to nurture themselves while they're always nurturing everybody else. They're great, you know, the breasts, they're feeding everybody else with love, but what about themselves? So here I am, I finish this book, I send it off to the publisher. 2 weeks later, a breast lump appears, and it's like the universe said, no, we want you to write it slightly differently. In the time that it took for me to get the diagnosis, the book hadn't been published, and I have to say I was a little frustrated with the publisher. I thought, come on, get this book out. But the cancer said, no, you have to rewrite parts of the book. And so while I was having the radiotherapy, the 6 weeks of radiotherapy, I actually rewrote huge sections of the book based on my own experience of how was I nurturing myself? And what I realized, and people said, it's because you're too busy at work. And I went, no, this isn't about work. This is about how easy it is for me to because I'm also psychic, to be able to detect the needs of other people and live by what they need to keep them happy rather than listening to my own needs. And what I realized, I had got lost. I was so good at meeting, to conferring or going in the direction of other people that it almost, that my needs were totally irrelevant even to me. And what has changed since the cancer was that I have started to speak out much more about what my needs are, which isn't easy when you have denied them for all your life. And this has been a huge shift around. And, of course, most people are happy. Some people have left me because of that. Not my dear husband, but people have said, well, I don't like you when you're telling us what you need. We liked it when you were a pleaser. And so being less nice and less of a pleaser is really the lesson and the message I got from the cancer, which I'm so grateful for.
You've said in the book that any experience of illness can be an opportunity to ask ourselves, where am I not being true to myself? And it sounds like that your experience really brought that into sharp relief for you.
It did. And, you know, I thought I had done, because we always do, I thought I had done so much work on myself. And it, I had thought that I was there. But, you know, it's these little subtleties, which aren't actually so small after all. But everybody always said how easy I was to be around. And I prided myself on that. Oh, I'm so easy to be around. But actually, it was at the cost of suppressing what I really felt. And when those feelings came to the surface, people would say, oh, where's that nice Chris? We like her. And it was like, well, hang on a minute. This is me in my real state, which says, actually, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be easygoing. And it had just been so easy for me to get away with it, you might say. And my cancer said, no, no more. You can't do this. Mm-hmm. And I see that in cancer patients that I meet in my work. In, you know, I used to run cancer support groups. And everybody was saying, oh, I can't tell my family that I have cancer because it will upset them too much. And I would say, you're dying. You need to tell them. Oh, I know, but they're such busy people. It's like, oh, my God, this is what you've done all your life, is actually give anything away to other people and not look to your own needs.
Oh, my goodness. And that's a huge spiritual issue that I think a lot of people struggle with, but especially women, because we are often told that our voice, our true voice, our powerful voice, is something that we should either be ashamed of or hide to quiet it down. Now, you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Dr. Christine Page. Her new book is The Healing Power of the Sacred Woman. We'll be right back with Dr. Page to talk about what is the sacred woman? How do we tap into that power? We'll be back right after this.
To the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge, empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. You know, one of the things that I missed while I was away for doing the live show for a few weeks is all this chair dancing. So thank you, Chrissy, in the studio, who plays the best funky music for the breaks on this show. So I've got my chair dancing groove back. I'm doing well. My guest on today's show is Dr. Christine Page. She is the author of the new book, The Healing Power of the Sacred Woman, Health, Creativity, and Fertility for the Soul. You can find out more about Dr. Page and her work at ChristinePage.com. And Christina, during the break, we were talking a little bit about kind of the image that we hold of ourselves as women, that physical image. And you were saying some wonderful things about body size. And can you share some of that on the air?
Oh, exactly. You know, when I started doing the research for the book, I went back to see what were the images that we have available to us. And from around 35,000 years ago till probably about 3,000 BC, so probably about 3,000 years ago, I should say. So for 32,000 years, the image of the Great Mother and of the feminine had wonderful big boobs, wonderful big hips, big thighs, and she was adored for her size. And it wasn't just because she could produce babies, but it was the fertility of the land, the fertility of consciousness. And this whole idea of it was just that she was fat, she was good for, as they say, a baby making. No, she was the abundant great mother. She was the abundant earth. She promised fertility and ongoing civilization. And then all of a sudden things changed, and we might say that was the onset of the patriarchy. But it was so interesting to then look at the figures of maybe the harvest goddess that went into, first of all, the Greeks and then the Romans. And all of a sudden, we see these images of a woman becoming more and more anorexic. And she looks both masculine and anorexic. And then really in the last 2,000 years, women have started to try to become more like men in many ways, or to stay as a pre-pubertal woman so that she doesn't want to appear that she has curves. And here we are now with images of, you know, on the models, on the fronts of newspapers, on magazines, of a size zero, size two girl that we're supposed to be thinking that we want to aspire to. Or you look at the red carpet on maybe the Oscars, and there's nobody who's more than a size two or four. Certainly not me. I mean, my legs have been legs that came from my Scottish mother who run up and down glens, and I've never had thin legs. And I'll never be a 6 foot tall woman, but I'm all, you know, these images of how can you lose more weight? How can you be a better person in bed? How can you do this? It's ridiculous, but that's what we're being confronted with. And what I heard a fashion designer talk about recently was that these images that they're showing us and the clothes they're trying to show us is so that we might attain this. That means we might say, one day I'll be like that, which is ridiculous because all it's doing is shaming us all the time of what we're not. And that needs to stop.
And it's the opposite, isn't it, of that connection you were talking about abundance, fertility, about creative fertility, power to create change in your life. I think when women, especially girls, embrace those images, it takes away abundance. It takes away power.
Yes, exactly. And it really is so sad because it was seen that if you had a little fat on you, you actually were going to survive the winter. Mm-hmm. It was seen that you probably could actually bear a baby because you've got a little fat on you to, you know, support the baby's birth. So, you know, all of these images were there to show us these things, and we've gone in an opposite direction. And even in the clothes we wear, you know, I'm very much saying, wear a skirt, wear a dress. bring your feminine back in again. But you know, so many women see themselves only ever wearing pants, trousers, and never would put a skirt on. But the skirt is where the power is. You know, being back in your skirts is a way of bringing the power from the land into your body.
Ah, that's a wonderful image, and I'm not hearing you say it in that kind of Stepford wife, everyone in the skirt, not in that way, but in a way of reclaiming almost a lost way of being, a lost way of moving, of walking, of dancing through the world.
Well, exactly, and I think that, again, even in the New Age movement or the spiritual movement, there's been a belief that your power is above your head. You know, everybody's got to go up and find the power. But actually, the power is in the earth. And when women connect to the earth, they actually find that's where a woman's power is in her deep connection to the earth. And as a friend, a Native American friend said to me, don't you understand that's why the Pope wears a skirt, why the Scots wear skirts, why the Romans wore skirts, why judges wore skirts, the priests wear skirts? It's because they understood that actually the power comes from down beneath you, down beneath your feet. And that's why the Christian church in particular created this place called the underworld or hell, because they didn't want people to know that the power that exists is under their feet. So they said, oh, don't go down there. That's a bad place to go. But actually, that they didn't want us to go there because that's where our power is.
Oh, my goodness. Now I'm going to have to go and change my clothes during the break, I think. I never thought of it that way. I teach a lot about grounding and connecting through the earth, but I never thought of how our clothing could kind of not just symbolize, but enhance that connection. That is fascinating. When we talk about reclaiming, reconnecting the power of that sacred woman, how do you define that power? What is that power?
So thank you for that. I say it's, first of all, it's in the body. And it's so interesting, in so many of the interviews I've done, people have said, well, you're talking about the feminine. I go, no, I'm talking about women. And I say, I'm talking about uteruses, fallopian tubes, vaginas, breasts, all the things that men don't have. And I want to say, it's not that I'm denying men. I'm wanting women to understand this isn't a psychological experience. This is a physiological and an anatomical experience. That it is your womb, it is your vagina, it is your breast that make you sacred. And for so long, these things have been put down, laughed at. You know, we don't talk about menstruation. We don't talk about our breasts. We just want them to be different than they are. And I want women to understand that your breasts are absolutely beautiful as they are. And so is your womb, and so is your menstruation. And the very cyclical nature of women is what makes them powerful. And we have really discarded all of that. And understanding that the menses, the moon time, is actually your most powerful time, because you cleanse, you nurture, and you become inspired during that time. And if women, and young women especially, could be taught that, we would return to the power that we have. Not trying to get a power through a physicality or an intellectuality like a man, but finding the power within our ability to be creative and fertile.
Mm. Now, there are probably people listening who maybe have had mastectomies, who've had hysterectomies, who maybe don't have some of these parts anymore that have this sacred quality. What does that mean for them?
We, and even us women who are postmenopausal, myself, we still cycle. And basically, you know, the Creator didn't say, well, once you pass a certain age, you can just sag and become old and dry. If we had been cycling with the knowledge that we have, we would have by then attained all the wisdom that we needed, so we didn't need to lose the blood every month. So after we go through that, or if you've had a hysterectomy, the most powerful time for a woman is the 3 days around the new moon. It's called the dark moon. And so it's the day before, the day of, and the day after the new moon. And in those times, as a postmenopausal woman, for instance, like myself, on that first day, the day before the new moon, I take a glass of water and I put everything I'm ready to let go of in that water. Mm-hmm. And then I go out onto the earth and I pour it into the earth and ask Mother Earth to transform it. And that's what every woman should be doing on the first day of her period. On the day of the new moon, then I ask every woman whether she's bleeding or whether she's like me, is find a day of nurturing, so you take care of yourself. And on the third day is a day of inspiration, so you make time for yourself to be inspired, as a bit more intuitive, and write down what you get. And then you bring that insight to your family, to your partner, and you share it, and for those next 14 days, you bring that into manifestation. So every woman can do this. If you've had a mastectomy, your energy is still there. It's heart-based, so the breasts are there to enhance the energy of the heart. So what I'm asking any woman who's had a mastectomy, recognizing that maybe you're having to do a little bit more work, but it is about listening to your own heart, loving yourself at your heart. Like me, bringing yourself back to your heart. What matters to you? You matter. And that's what I'd say to every woman.
Mm. And I love that you're taking that out of the psychological, as you said, out of above your head. Oh, it's the new moon. I should have an intention, or I don't know. You are giving us actual physical steps to do. Get the glass of water. Put what you want to release in the water. Pour the water on the ground. Right? The next day, really do something to actualize, to put into reality those things that you want to do. I love that. I love that connection with the physical.
Good, good, because it is simple. And I mean, just imagine every woman actually going through these three steps. We would change the world. And I'm saying not so much even, you know, oh, we're going to change the world and be more. We would bring fertility not only for ourselves, but for everybody we know. Because I want every woman to understand that the one thing every woman does is actually bleed. She doesn't give birth. About 40% of 40-year-olds don't give birth. And so it's about having that cycle, 420 cycles in your lifetime. And so our woman's purpose is, yes, to give birth to children, but more importantly is to bring birth to more consciousness and inspiration every month. So I want every woman to understand she is the mother of consciousness for this planet, and we would change the consciousness of this planet if these women did this.
Wonderful. Oh, you are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Dr. Christine Page. We'll be right back after this.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest on today's show is Dr. Christine Page. She's the author of the new book, The Healing Power of the Sacred Woman. You can find out more about Christine and her work at christinepage.com. And if you'd like to add your voice to this conversation, if you have a question about healing, about connecting with your sacred feminine identity, you can reach us here at 800-930-2819. That number again is 800-930-2819. And Christine, just as we were going into the break, we were talking about the way that fertility doesn't just mean bringing children into the world, but that women through their cycles, these are kind of cycles of power, cycles of abundance, cycles of creation. And I'm wondering why now seems like such an important time for women to be reconnecting with this sacred identity, their sacred power.
Well, thank you for that question. And probably I just want to say that this isn't some idea that I'm just having. The indigenous people understood this, that the time of a woman's cycle, a time when she was in her menses, she would take herself away because she was here to purify what was going on, so that before her period started, the family would come to her and say, okay, I'm finished with this energy, I'm finished with this emotion. And she would say to them, well, what did you learn from that? And they would tell her, and she'd say, okay, I'll get rid of the rest of it for you. And so she would be the transformer, the purifier of old energies. And it's a bit like a gardener going in and cleaning the soil up before you plant new seeds. And when she did that, she would then purify through her bleeding and shed that onto the ground. And that was why she would not be allowed to touch food or cook food, because if she did, they would just eat all of that energy and take it back into their system again. So a woman was seen as not unclean as a person, but that she was in a state of purification, which was such a powerful role for the family that they wanted to take care of her during that time and say, please don't cook, we'll take care of you, everything, we'll do it for you, because they couldn't do it for themselves, especially the men. And so when you ask that question, what is important is that we have reached a place where women are not understanding that the need to clear the soil every month, because many young women now are choosing not to cycle. They're taking pills or injections, etc. And therefore the soil is, what we're trying to do is plant new seeds of creativity on old soil and wondering why we get the same results, which is, you know, maybe shame or disappointment and it not working. And we're seeing that in infertility. We're seeing that is in productivity. And I would say that productivity is going to slow down in around the world if women don't understand that their job is to do this clearing. And it isn't saying women are bad. It's just saying, women, this is your most powerful role. And when a woman then on her second or third day, on the third day she would be in meditation and she would then come out to the family and say, okay, family, this is what you need to do for the rest of the month. So women were the leaders in these tribes. They would be the ones who would decide what should happen. And our whole world is turned upside down because we don't have that. So imagine that it's the mothers that would say to the men, you go and do this, and at the end of the month, you come back and tell me what you've done, and I will get rid of what it is that you have finished, and I will send you out to do it again if you haven't finished it. And so it's a complete change around. Rather than men making decisions, it's women. And the reason why, it was because the women were understood to be the ones that knew what was worth dying for. So no war would be decided upon until women made the decision, is this war worthy of us? Is this productivity worthy of us? Should we go ahead with this idea? It was women who said, who could see the bigger picture and go further into the future. And they would say, is this what I want for my great-grandchildren? And so that's the shift that needs to take place. And men cannot make those decisions because it's much more of a short-term decision-making rather than a long-term.
I'm hearing in what you're saying that we as women are what I would call wisdom keepers, energy holders, that we have a powerful role to play, not just in our immediate lives, in our immediate families, but kind of with everything, pardon me, in the bigger picture, all of it. And that when we turn away from or are not aware of that sacred responsibility, then everything else shifts as a result.
Absolutely. And in my workshop I do the essential healing of women, one of the most important parts is clearing the ancestral woundedness of women. And often I'll say to a woman, well, the first thing I ask is, what is it? Do you like being a woman? And women say, I've never thought about that. And it's like, oh my goodness, being a woman is what you are. You're not, all the other things are almost irrelevant. Start with the womanhood. And so it's about womanhood, being in a woman's body. And what are the beliefs and the stories that were passed down to you about being a woman? And I will say those stories go back 3,000 years of woundedness. Women feeling disempowered. And I'm not blaming the men. I'm just saying is, if we don't clear out the past, all we do is we create girls in the future with the same wounds. And that has to stop.
And we create a sort of a universe that suffers as a result of that wounding.
Exactly. So the suffering, you know, we are the, you could say, the inspirers. So if we're inspiring from a place of woundedness, we just create more fear, more shame, not only amongst our daughters and granddaughters, but amongst our sons. You know, our anger at the men, our whatever it is that we carry, we are the ones who are giving birth to the consciousness that continues the wounding.
As women become aware of this, how can they begin? It feels to me like, from looking at the book, that you believe that the key to reconnecting with this is through our physical body. How can we become more aware of, more, I'm going to say, accepting of our physical bodies? A lot of what we do is outside the body. We're on the computer all day. We're not physically moving around. We've kind of left our bodies. How can we get back into it and do that in a respectful way?
Well, thank you for that. I mean, first, you know, nice things like laying in a bath and nurturing your body and massaging your body, maybe even not going to somebody else to get the massage, you know, using some lovely oils on your body yourself, doing your own nails, you know, because often when people, I watch people having their nails done and they're on the phone or, you know, doing other things. So it's doing things to your body that make you feel good. It's about, as I say, you know, being in cycles, so either with your menstrual cycle or with the new moon. Use that understanding. When I'm in a workshop, we do a lot about actually entering into your womb. And you don't have to go in a workshop to do this, but so many women speak from their throat chakra, from the up in the throat, and they've left their womb. So even just lowering your voice and speaking from in your womb, what would your womb say that your throat doesn't say? And when I hear a woman who screeches or screams from her throat chakra, it's telling me that she's so scared of going into the womb because there is so much unfinished emotion and business there. So just even holding your hands over your womb, and it doesn't matter if you've had a hysterectomy, the energy is still there, just below your umbilicus. Put your hands there and speak from there. Because that has a deeper message about the power and who you are than even your heart. what they say is your uterus is your utterer, to utter, to speak. So when women speak, they should speak from their uterus. And then they can speak from their heart. But if they're not in their uterus, they can't speak from their heart.
And I think I work sometimes with women who are feeling very frustrated and afraid about conceiving, feeling infertile in that sense of wanting to conceive a child. And sometimes that the womb is almost your enemy, right? Why isn't there something in there, right? Why aren't I pregnant? What's the matter with me? And what I hear and what you're saying is you're talking about bringing a very loving, accepting presence to what is now in your body.
Exactly. And the womb is the place, as I say, of transformation, but it's also the place of grief. I mean, when grief isn't expressed. So, I mean, I also work psychically or intuitively with women, and, we both know there are so many stories from the past that women hold in their womb. Will I be a good mother? You know, maybe in the past, there's a story of bad if you get pregnant or bad if you have an abortion or whatever it is. But women are carrying so much old grief about giving birth and what they may be as a mother and what they may be, what may happen. Life and death issues often. And until we start to get in touch with some of that, certainly infertility is a result of that, because you're so fearful of going into that place that has got such deep emotions in it.
Mm. That's true. And knowing that you have, we're back to power, aren't we? Because knowing that you have the power to be, that you will be supported as you experience those emotions, you are allowed to experience those instead of having to swallow everything to keep it back.
Exactly. And I have to say, every woman, as she gives birth, is recognizing that sometimes it is a life and death. Many of us in our ancestral life, mothers have died or babies have died. It's not just a simple process. It's a miraculous process, but it isn't always simple. And I think we give it away as almost a pathological issue. We just go and have a baby. No, it's a deeply profound and spiritual experience.
You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and my guest is Dr. Christine Page. Her new book is The Healing Power of the Sacred Woman. We'll be right back after this.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest is Dr. Christine Page. Her new book is The Healing Power of the Sacred Woman, Health, Creativity, and Fertility for the Soul. And we were right in the middle of a conversation, Christine, about how women can begin to reconnect with their body in a respectful way. And I'd like to kind of steer us to what can people listening now, how can women who are listening to the program right now begin that reconnection?
So we've talked about making sure you nurture yourself, just having a day, and maybe a day around the new moon of this is my day. No emails, no telephones, no doing for anybody else. And a day when you literally do what you want. And being aware that sometimes we talk about nurturing, as I say, to go to have a massage or have a pedicure. But maybe the having is the problem. You know, it's maybe what would you do if you didn't do anything? What would that be like of just really not having appointments in your day? Many of us can get booked up with so many appointments. And then having the time to actually say, well, what do I want to let go of? What am I fed up of thinking about all the time? And really using that ritual that I mentioned. And being aware of really listening, we talked about talking from the womb and listening to your heart and maybe keeping a journal of saying, if my heart could talk to me, what would it want to say? What do I really want to be? Who do I want to appear as? Because if we want to change, it's not about what do I want to do, it's how do I want to feel in the world. So for a woman, it's about how do I want to feel? And respecting your body, I think that's the key to it. In the workshop, we often say, what is the guardian or what is the what's the outer doorkeeper to your body? Who's taking care of your body? And sometimes just imagining a subpersonality, a figure, or even an animal. What animal needs to stand in front of you and say, no, you're not allowed to touch my body unless you do that with respect. Or you're no longer allowed to enter into my body without respect. And that might sound strange, but women were never taught that their body was a sacred temple. And that if we have a sacred temple, we need to have someone at the door to say, no, you're not ready to enter into this place yet. That's a very powerful way of working. So these are just some ideas.
That is very powerful, and especially for women who have experienced abuse, whether from their family of origin or in relationships, that idea that you may not approach my body unless you do it with respect is very powerful.
I think every woman, can find that. When we do this work in the workshop, I find many women don't have a doorkeeper at all. I mean, there's just nobody has ever been there for them. And it's a lovely thing to say, no, this being is there for me. And just saying, I'm so honored and I'm so beautiful and so I deserve this. I'm a divine being.
What if the questions that I wonder about myself and that I explore with other people is, you had said at the very beginning of the show, you'd said that people said, it's surprising that she got cancer because she was so nice. And you said, well, it's because she was so nice that she got cancer. And I just want to check in about your idea about illness as a punishment, because I don't think that's how you're seeing it.
Oh, never, 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 never. You know, I believe that 99% of illness is a wake-up call from the soul. And the soul to me is that deep inner part of me that loves me so much. And sometimes it needs to create illness in order for me to listen to it, because I'm pretty stubborn. And so my personality's out there doing all these things, and my soul says, are you going to stop? And I go, no, no, I'm too busy being wonderful and, you know, getting all this approval. And all of a sudden it says, okay, let's create a little illness so that you will stop. And I have seen this in my 30-odd years of being a doctor. That's always the thing I see, is the soul loves you so much, it will not let you keep doing something that is not good for you, even if you develop illness. And illness is the one thing that gets us to stop. And it often people will say, oh, I tried to get back to work, and then I got sick again. It's like, well, you weren't hearing the message. And one of the first things I ask people when they come to see me, if they're sick, I'll say, what was going on when you got sick? And I have had over my years, people say many times, I know why I have cancer. And I think, why in the medical profession are we not asking people that simple question? Because we never want to hear that it might be something more than some outsider, you know, something outside their environment, outside their control. I have heard people say to me, I needed to get cancer to get out of that situation. I needed to get cancer to meet myself. And I would say, anybody who's listening, that is the message I've heard, is I got sick in order to change my life, and my life was different after that.
Mm. So for people listening who are suffering on the physical or on the emotional, it sounds like that's a message from your spirit to pay attention, to ask, as you said, where am I not being true to myself?
Yes, and, you know, seeing it, it's never about punishing you. It's never about punishing. And I have to say, you know, first question is, what was going on in your life when you got sick? And what has been the benefit of getting sick? It's not wrong to ask that. Because I was sick, I could say no to people. And it was like the first time I'd ever said no. And people were upset because I was canceling things. And I went, wow, this is a fantastic thing I'm getting out of being sick.
Now, I see that as we're getting down to the end of the program here, I want to be sure that you let people know, how can they connect with you? You've got this wonderful book. What else are you doing? What is this workshop that you're talking about? How can we get more?
Well, my husband and I ran a retreat up in the Boston area called The Essential Healing of Women from the Inside Out. And my husband's there because he does bring that balance, but he also steps out when women need to talk about more sacred matters. But he's also a wonderful music master. And what we found, that using music allows us to switch off that brain that never wants to shut up. And during the workshop, during the 3.5 days, we allow women to kind of ride the wave of the music, and he's very good at creating the right ambiance so that women can experience what's going on, what needs to be let go of, what needs to be brought into birth. And, you know, we've had amazing results from this workshop of clearing and inspiring. And so I would welcome anybody to go to the website and have a look at that. We're also setting up a new setting on a website called Lunations, which is going to be a monthly meditation, rituals, teachings, coming together so that we can all together do this shedding and clearing and maybe start to make a shift in the patterns of our awareness.
That's wonderful. So details on all that and much more is at christinepage.com. Christine, thank you so much for being on the show today. What a pleasure to have you on. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Karen, for everything you're doing. And it's just such a pleasure talking with you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. That was Dr. Christine Page. Your new book is The Healing Power of the Sacred Woman. And that's all the time we have for today. Remember that if you would like to enter to win a free seat in Saturday's online gallery reading, all you have to do is put on your psychic thinking cap. Are you ready? And make your best guess How long was that power outage last week that made me so aware of my dependence on all things electrical and internetical also? How long was that power outage? Give me your best guess in hours. Email that to Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at FogCityPsychic.com. I'm going to choose someone at random. You don't have to be right to win. I'm just going to choose someone at random from the answers I receive, and I will email you on Thursday if you are a lucky winner. I'd also invite you to head over to FogCityPsychic.com and check out the new healing class that begins on August 12th. That's a class called Healing Ourselves, Healing Our Relationships, Healing Our World. If you've been interested in the kinds of things that Dr. Christine Page has been talking about, you might also be interested in that class. That's at FogCityPsychic.com/healing. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.